To start out, I wanted to talk about something that I have been praying about. I actually spoke to our youth about it a couple weeks ago, and I had already done my lesson, and I felt like I had got the burden off my heart. And then on Thursday, I believe it was, I woke up in the middle of the night, and God started giving me more scriptures about this exact same subject. And I was like, well, I've already done this lesson. And so I just kind of thought, oh, I must just be tired, and I fell back to sleep. And then about 5:30, I woke up to get ready to get my kids up for school, and I had the same, thoughts, some different things come to my mind that I wanted to make sure and speak and say. And I was like, well, I've already given this lesson. I'm not sure why that these thoughts are coming to my mind. And then I rolled over and got up, got my phone, and went to turn off my alarm because I was waking up before my alarm. And I saw that I had a message from Sister Sherry. And I said, will you speak to the youth during camp meeting? So it was just a confirmation to me to know that God had this lesson for the youth. And I'm thankful for it. It's a very subject that's a little emotional because I feel like our youth are going through this daily. And it's you're going through it whether you want to admit it or not. Everybody has these times. And so I want to speak on loneliness tonight. And probably if you would have told me 20 years ago when I was 20 that I would be speaking on this or have experienced this, I probably would have been like, I'm not going to experience this. Because when I was 20, most of you probably don't know when I was 20 because you guys are all younger, but I had lots of friends and I was very active in the church and very, did a lot of things and did a lot of, just hung out with lots of people and did a lot of things. And loneliness was not something I struggled with. I talked to everybody. I was very outgoing. And so for somebody to say, when you're 40 years old and you have 6 kids and you've been married for 19 years, you're going to struggle with loneliness. I would have said, no, I probably won't because I didn't think I would. But it all started about 6 weeks ago. As most of you know, my husband backslid about 3 years ago. And so for 15 and 16 years, I haven't had to ever worry about what I was going to do on a Sunday afternoon. Church got out, we would go eat, we did our normal family things. And so about 3 years ago, he got discouraged after some big things happened in our life, and he gave up on God. And so I seemed like I did okay with it. I had my moments here and there. But I would say about 3 weeks ago, I was got out of church, and a couple of my kids had went one place, and a couple of them went another place. And so it was just me and a couple of my kids had went out to lunch. And if anybody ever goes to Newcastle, they know Mexican's kind of our favorite hangout. And I opened the door to walk into Mexican, and I looked over here, and there was a group of people, and I looked over here, and there was a group of people. And I had this super overwhelming feeling of loneliness because it was just me and my 2 kids. And I just never have felt that way in my whole entire life because I've always been such an outgoing person and always surrounded myself with a lot of people and always stayed super busy. And I leaned down to my 1 daughter who was with me and I said, I think we're just gonna go home. And she's like, oh, I want Mexican. I'm like, oh, okay. And I looked up and one of the people that were sitting in one of the groups said, do you want to sit with us? And the person that was with him said, she's fine. She's fine. And I was like, but I wanted to. I wanted to sit with them. I wanted to be invited to sit with them. But then it just didn't work out. And I felt that feeling. And I was like, ooh, wow. I've never felt that feeling before. It wasn't fun. And I sat down. They came over and get us, and they sit us down right across from the big party that we weren't sitting with. And talk about uncomfortable, right? It's uncomfortable. We've all been there, and you can't say you've never been there because everybody's been uncomfortable at some spot, right? And I decided right then, I was like, oh, this is how people must feel that feel lonely. And I was like, I've never felt this feeling. It was something I would rather never feel again. And so as I didn't eat hardly any food, and I tried to keep conversation going with my 2 little girls, but it was hard because I was kind of just feeling a little bit of the whole crushed of being lonely. And we quickly got out of there, and I thought to myself, this needs to be talked about as a whole. Our youth are struggling. Because I feel like if I'm feeling this at 40 years old, what are these youth feeling like that sit, that I look around? I'm very observant. I look around and I see these youth. And as I was praying about it and trying to decide how I wanted to go about it, there was a couple different situations that had happened over the next couple days. And I thought to myself, that's a lesson I want to talk about. I want to talk to our youth because our youth are struggling. And it's no secret. Everybody feels like they're the one that doesn't fit, right? And to be told that you would have these feelings at this age, you would think it's not going to happen. You know, I walk into a ball game, and I'm like the only one in a skirt, and I'm like, oh, who cares? But when you feel like that in church, that's when you're like, okay, I want to make sure people don't feel like this, right? And there's three different kind of distinct types of loneliness that I want to talk about tonight. And the first one being situational loneliness. The description for that is, or definition, I'm sorry, is it occurs when you experience an event in the environment, such as a personal conflict, a significant move, a career change, an accident, disaster, or a pandemic. And through the pandemic, I think that's people felt more alone then than they've ever felt in their life, right? And you heard all kinds of stories about people, you know, like feeling alone and being alone. And situational things happen as we get older and go into our adult years. You guys are trying to figure out what kind of career you want, what kind of, you know, different things you want to do if you're going to move. That's a big deal. And so that can be one. The situational can be one part of the loneliness. The next one is developmental loneliness. And the definition for that is it occurs when a person doesn't feel as though they're developing as quick as their peers or at the same rate. And we all know how that goes, right? It's like, oh, you look around, and I'm just a very real person, so when I'm talking to you guys, I'm just being real with you. I know you guys all do it. You look around, and you're like, oh, they shouldn't be doing that at that age, right? But they're doing it because apparently they're developmentally different than you are. That's fun. And the last one is a relational difference. Loneliness, and that is to the perception of either the absence or the quality of friendship or family connection. And as I was thinking about this, I was thinking about how, you know, does anybody know which one of these the devil wants to get you hooked up on the most? Well, the answer is any of them. If he can get you to feel like you have nobody, or you're different because you're developmentally different, or your situation's different, he doesn't care. He has one goal, and it's to make you fail, right? And so he doesn't care if he makes you feel lonely with a relationship or if he makes you feel lonely with situation. It doesn't matter to him. He's got one goal. And I'm going to have a couple of my youth come up and pass out. I have an index card, and what I would like you guys to do is, Brother Ashton, Brother Adam, you guys can come. Good volunteers. What they're going to do is they're going to pass out these index cards, and I would like you guys to, while we're speaking tonight, there's pens right there for whoever those are. While we're speaking, think of something encouraging to write on that card, okay? Something that you would want to open your Bible and see that encouraging thing, and how, don't get too personal because you're not keeping that card, okay? But something that you would want to open your Bible one day, and you would want to look at that card and be like, that's very, very inspirational. Or that's, you know, would be encouraging to me. And so as they're doing that, I was thinking of, as we go through life and as teenagers go from teenagehood to adulthood, and as they're making lots of decisions, I was thinking about how the devil wants to make you feel like you're so alone. Well, we know in the Bible says it's a common salvation, right? So it means it's common. So everybody's went through it. Everybody has been through it. And if you haven't, you're going to, right? And I was thinking that if you guys want to turn in your Bibles to Psalms 34 and 18. My reader is usually Adam, but he's passing out that. So I didn't bring my Bible because I told you to get it for me. So Psalms 34:18, you have that in your Bible. Because while you're thinking of something that's very encouraging to you, that if you opened your Bible and you saw that, it would encourage you for that day, okay? Psalms 34:18.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
Okay, so basically that's saying when you're crushed in spirit, the Lord is going to be nigh to you, right? And so when I think of, like, I like to look at scriptures and I like to kind of pick them apart and see what it means to me personally. And when I think of that, I think of, like, he knows, he's been there, and he can tell us exactly what's going to fix that problem, right? Mm-hmm. And I was talking to a couple of youth just last week. We had a revival at our church, a couple-week revival. And I went to church on Wednesday night. Well, I went every night, but on Wednesday I had a youth come up and talk to me and was discouraged. And Thursday I had another youth come talk to me. And it continued Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Saturday night as somebody different every night. And I was thinking to myself, our youth, what is the common thing that everybody's feeling? Everybody's feeling loneliness, right? And it's generally because they feel like they don't fit in. They feel like they don't have as many friends. They feel like they didn't get invited. They feel like, and what I explained to the youth is I said, most of the time when somebody decides to grab a group and do something, it's just because it's last minute. And they say, hey, let's go do this. They don't have a thought about leaving you out, right? But there's several people who feel like they're left out, right? And I was talking to one of the youth and I said, make sure you do not get a pity me. Because when you start thinking about, poor me, I didn't get invited. Well, what about you doing the inviting? Right. Reach out. Reach out to somebody else. Look around the room. There's people that are sitting by themselves, right? But it's easy to make it feel like it's all me. I didn't get invited. This is the third time they went, and they didn't ask me again. Well, why not you do the inviting, right? And I said that the one thing that's easy for people to look at, It's easy to look at everybody else as the one that's popular, right? And you say, nobody likes me. And Sister Sherry Sterluck and I were all talking last night. When you're focused on, I'm not invited, I didn't get this, what's the same? It's all the same thing as people that are proud. You're talking about I. Put the I down and start worrying about who's around you, right? Because people are struggling. We are living in a crazy world. People are struggling. The suicide rate is crazy, right? Our own youth are struggling. And they're leaving the church because they think it looks better out there. That shouldn't be. They should be staying in because they have a connection. They have a group that they can rely on, right? The next scripture I want to read is Psalms 25 and 16. The writer here is giving us a prayer to God in a time of loneliness.
Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted.
And I thought to myself as I was reading these scriptures and kind of going through these different scenarios of what they were going through that time, because obviously back in the Bible times, they had lonely times back then too, right? It's not just us in 2023 that are struggling, right? And I was thinking that, before I go on with that, the very next Sunday, after I'd had this, like, moment of feeling like the lonely, right, I had went to the same Mexican restaurant, that's where pretty much where everybody goes, and I had walked back in, pretty much the same group was where sitting, where they always were sitting, and somebody said, hey, Sister Rebecca, would you like to sit with us? And I'm like, yeah, and I walked in and sat with them and had a very nice lunch, but I thought to myself, if I never would have experienced that a couple Sundays before, then I wouldn't have been talking about loneliness. And it's a season. Everybody has to take a season. And I was telling somebody the other day that if you don't go through a season, then you don't know how to pray for people. You don't know how to have sympathy for them. If you've always had the girlfriend from age 13 all the way up, and now you're 19 or 20, and you've had a girlfriend the whole time. You've never had the season of loneliness, right? And you've never had that. Well, what about these ones that haven't had anybody? They're going through that season, right? Same way. And I said, you can either take your take your season and use it as a stepping stone, or you can use it as a stumbling block. And I've seen it and seen it. I've watched youth that really, really, really want somebody, and then they backslide because they're like, I can't find anybody in the church. But they didn't. They fell during their season. During that season, they fell instead of using that as a stepping stone, right? And so that's my main thoughts for you tonight. I was very burdened with the loneliness thing. I've thought about it, prayed about it, and I want the youth to know there's so many ways you can take loneliness. You can take it and hide in yourself. You can take it and run. You can take it and leave the church. But we're all going through it. And if you're in the world, you're going to feel just as lonely. But you don't have God to call on, right? And I got these little, just because I like prizes. But I got this really cute little keychains, okay? And like this one, for instance. It says, you're amazing. You are kind. So I'm going to have, make sure, let's see, Cameron, you could probably do that. He's going to go around and you guys can pick a keychain to put on your keys, okay? Or if you don't have a key, you can put it on your backpack. Okay, so what I'm going to do with the index, hold on, I'm getting there. But what we're going to do, just go ahead, buddy. You can just walk around with it. But what we're going to do is take that keychain with you. Because when the devil tells you you're not enough, that you are not good enough, that you're all by yourself, nobody cares, first of all, A, know that he's lying, okay, right? And know that you are enough. You're going to find that person that's for you, right? You don't want them if not for you anyway. So now take your index card. Does everybody have something nice written on there? Who would like to share something interesting, something nice and encouraging? Oh, you would? Braxton would like to share, it looks like. Okay, maybe somebody else. Colton, it's your birthday. Would you like to share?
I have a
book.
You ever feel like no one knows your situation? God knows, he cares, he's working.
Oh, that's good. Okay, anybody else want to share, or I'm going to volunteer you? Okay, go ahead.
What is so encouraging is when we can depend on God, on how lonely we feel, and he's always there.
That's good. Okay, so what you're going to do, everybody done with their index cards? So what you're going to do is take your index card and pass it down three people, okay? So this person on this end is going to pass it over three people behind you, okay? Same thing with... I forgot their names, but you're going to pass it over here, okay? So just when it gets to the end of the row, you're going to pass it over three people, okay? Three people, keep going. Nope, that way. That way. Take yours, like this. Like this, it's going to go like a snake. So you're going to pass it to your right. This should not be confusing. Like this. Okay, there seems like a lot of chatter. Is it hard to understand?
Yes.
If it's hard to understand, just make sure you didn't get your own. Okay, that's all that really matters. Did you guys all get an index card that's not your own?
Yes.
Okay, does everybody have an index card? Raise your hand if you do not have an index card. Okay. You guys don't have one?
No, we gave ours away.
Okay, so we're missing three up here.
So
there you go.
Right
now we're missing two.
I don't feel so lonely.
There you go. And she's got one too. Okay, does everybody have an index card? Okay. That was a little more complicated than I thought it was going to work. Okay. Now I need two volunteers to share what they got on their index card. Ashton, what would you like to share?
Someone out there has a harder than me. Be thankful for everything and find that it is every
good job. Okay. And what about you, Jason? You want to share yours?
God will give you the grace you need to face today. He allows hard times to come because he knows you can come through.
Good. See, isn't that encouraging? If you opened your Bible during church and you read that, wouldn't you feel encouraged?
Yeah.
Hello? Would you guys feel encouraged? Wake up. I know you guys do it way later than this, okay? Wake up. Okay, so that's what I would like you guys to get out of this lesson today. Remember that you're not alone, right? Remember that you're not the only one going through the loneliness, right? I know Sister Sherry Sterlucky has told me plenty of times that she has an open door policy. Anybody feels alone, go talk to her. She will talk with you. She loves to chat. Right? Okay. The very last thing I was thinking of that I would like to, I put up here, well, I didn't put it up, I had Sister DeVries. I had Sister DeVries put it up for me. Okay, who would like to read that out loud? You, young man.
When you face difficult times, remember the challenges aren't there to destroy you, but to make you stronger.
That's good. Say it louder for the ones in the back.
When you face difficult times, remember the challenges aren't there to destroy you, but to make you stronger.
Yeah, that is good. You got a nice voice, too. That's good. See, that's a good. That's something good to remember, right? And there's one other one I have Sister Therese put up. Do what?
Happen.
Oh, now.
Tapping.
Oh.
There we go.
Okay, and then we need a nice young lady to talk a little about Sister Barris.
You are enough today. You were enough yesterday. You will be enough tomorrow. Always remember that.
That's good. Say that one more time.
You are enough today. You were enough yesterday. You will be enough tomorrow. Always remember that.
That's good. See? Just remember that. Remember all these things because, you guys, the world is not nice. Okay? It's not going to be nice to you if you go out into it because you think it's better out there. Not better, right? All you're doing is going to build up scars, build up things that you can't take back, right? All right. Well, in closing today, I was thinking about the song. I'm sure Sister DeVries could give me the words, but we need each other, right? We all know that. Could you get the words for that? We want the words that we could sing that, because we really do need each other, right? What is it? The chorus? Yeah. So, Brother James, you want to play that on the piano?
You have the evening light books in there.
Oh, yeah.
On your phone.
Evening
light books.
And a world filled with virus and hatred. I know it starts that way. You guys want to stand up and stretch your legs and maybe shake the person's hand beside you? Tell them they're enough, right? In a world filled with violence and hatred, everywhere wars and turmoil we see, God's people face daily this struggle.
Only love will keep.
dismissed, I want to say that was outstanding from Sister Rebecca, telling us that even though we're lonely in some places, we shouldn't feel that way because we still have someone to count on, and that's God. And, you know, if we didn't have God, where would we be? But I'm so thankful that we know we have God, and that someone says we need each other. We can't get around without each other. We can't do everything on our own, because doing it solo just wouldn't be the answer to all our problems. So stay encouraged to always reach out to others and need help. If something goes on, and if I need someone to talk to, I'll contact somebody, and I'll definitely pray. Pray to help me get through that darkness if we're facing something. I'm sorry. So that was really good. So if there's something else, I'm gonna ask Brother Boris, would you be missing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we certainly thank thee for the precious privilege of being able to hear a lesson, Lord, to help these young people. We know, great God, they're on the precipice of life, and there's great marvelous things that you have in their life to be ahead of us. Lord, we know the enemy would certainly like to try to plot a way to hinder them, to make them feel lonely, to make them feel disconnected. But Lord, we're members one of another. We pray, my God, that you help us each one to realize that we are our brother's keeper, and to reach out and show that love that we just sang about to our brothers and sisters, like it to where it's love one to one another, to where each one knows that they're loved or cared for, and help us to remember we're part of a family, and Lord, to act as such and just always be aware that our brothers and sisters may need help from us. And so we pray that you just bless this young people. We're thankful for them. Ask you bless Brother and Sister Sterlucky as they lead this group. Lord, we just ask that you be in the furtherance of this meeting and help. Lord, if there's those here that have a need, that they be able to get their needs supplied ere the meeting come to a close, we'll praise thee in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We keep the cards, right?
Yeah. Yep. I'm not sure who's this one. Oh.